villain. Even at my best, I'm still my greatest enemy. Good intentions never saved a soul, they never changed reality. You had to die for me.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Servant of, servant to, kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High. Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. Recording date, Sunday, September the 8th, 2013. This word beginning, this is a deep word, sisters and brothers, is also defined as magistracy. Hope I'm saying that correctly. Magistracy. And this word is defined as the position, function, or term of office of a magistrate. Now, the word magistrate is defined as a civil officer or lay judge who administers the law, especially one who conducts a court that deals with minor offenses and holds preliminary hearings for more serious ones. I'm reminded of Africa. I'm reminded of Ashra Kwesi, who showed us a photograph that he took in one of the tombs or one of the temples of Africa, Egypt, Kemet, showing a court scene, showing the head of the court as the judge and the 12 jurors passing judgment on a soul. And that soul did justly and correctly, and that heart of that person weighed on a scale with the ostrich feather, heavier than the feather, did evil. Equal to or lighter than the feather, the heart on the scale of justice, righteous, wonderful, enter into the gates of heaven. See, these, this knowledge and wisdom of courts, the court system, understanding of a judge, understanding of 12 jurors, all of this comes from Africa. Africa civilization had justice. Africa civilization had judges, magistrates, rulers, jurors, where court scenes and court system and court cases and the law was administered. But what was that based on? The African based his and her court system on the court system, law system, judicial system of the Most High. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, studying scientifically that the universe is governed by the law of truth and justice and righteousness. And the word used to describe that reality was Ma'at, Ma'atian law of truth, justice, and righteousness. And Ma'at was depicted as a beautiful black woman with wings and I believe an ostrich feather in her head dress. And she, this beautiful black woman, represented truth and justice and righteousness and that power that governs the universe by the power of the hidden and unseen Father Amen, hidden and unseen Mother Amenet. And she held the scales of justice, and she judged or was the standard by which, by whom all human beings were judged. So the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, wanting us to go to him and her as the original judge and magistrate and administer. They who administer truth, justice, and righteousness. And we in this time and in this system of injustice must teach our babies and our youth to go to the original, to go to the Almighty Father, Amen, and the Almighty Mother, Amenet. Go to the Almighty Yahweh, and understand life and existing and living, and that Yahweh is Father and Mother. Go to Allah, the Almighty Father. Go to Allah, the Almighty Mother. Go to Mother Holy Spirit, and understand that this whole universe is put here to administer life and give us life eternal here and now. Is there a beginning on eternity? No. Is there an ending on eternity? No. Eternity is always, always will be, always has been, and eternity is now, in this day and time where we are seeking after justice, in this day and time where we are desirous of justice, where we hunger after justice, we must become Laodicea. We must study this knowledge and wisdom and understanding, not just black people, but brown, red, yellow, and white. We, the poor working class masses of the people, must study Africa. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We must study Africa and study eugenics and understand that all of us are on the chopping block. Only when we study the beginnings of the human being, study the beginnings of the earth, study the beginnings of the universe, and go right to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, and go within ourselves and understand that hidden and unseen God, that hidden and unseen goddess, depending on whether you are male or female. Because look, The last definition of this word beginning is angels and demons. Study the beginnings of the spirit world. In scripture, all spirit world begins as angels. But then there was a defect found in the angelic celestial beings. And a third of the angels, according to Bible, became what we call demons. These demons are the other gods. These demons are the idols. These demons are the gods that became wicked and evil that we now refer to as demons and as wicked. These are the other gods. And the word other in Hebrew has to do with, if I have it correct, the blocking, behind, having to do with behind. You see, when you are with the angels that are righteous, you are always on time with this beginning, with this hidden and unseen father and mother. But when you hang out with the other gods are the demons. You're behind time, behind blessings, behind truth, behind justice, behind righteousness, always dwelling in injustice and evil and wickedness, always suffering loss. By the time, surely man is in loss, the Quran says, because we have followed after the demons, the other gods, the false gods. The demons, the false gods, are they who run the politicians, they who run the governments of this world, they who run the system of this world, they who are the root of the mentality of the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. These are the origins of the demons. But we know the origins of the angels are with the Most High. So we want to understand the origins of all things. And see, the demons represent defects within ourselves. Study ourselves. Study our defects. Study our own default, our own faults. Study how we must be in control of our passions. Why is it that we hate? Why is it that we have no love? Why is it that we show disrespect to each other? What is the origin of that reality? It originates within our own defects. Does not the Bible teach us that when we go off course, it is only because of our own passions that are within inside ourselves? We don't necessarily look outside of ourselves, but we study inside ourselves to know the beginnings of all things, the beginnings of the angels, the beginnings of the demons. When we want to love and have compassion and have friendship and have justice and truth, the beginning of that is with the Most High. The beginning of hatred, where does that come from? It comes from politicians. It comes from the system guiding us and shaping us in iniquity. What does the Bible say? Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Born in a sinful system. The system shapes us in wickedness and devilment and evil and hatred. The system seeks to expand on our faults, cause us to only care about our passions, passion for fame, passion for recognition, appetite for food, appetite to sustain ourselves. But if we don't watch out and control our sexual appetites, our appetites for fame and recognition, these passions can run crazy, run amok, and then you have a condition which is producing a system that fosters such faulty reality, faulty behavior. And so I'm thinking about an issue, sisters and brothers. The Democratic Party, and I'm, watch this, sisters and brothers, follow me. The Democratic Party, the president, is talking about raising, California says that they want to, the legislative branch of the state of California, they say they want to raise the minimum wage to $10 and something by 2016. Too little, too late, not going to help the people. We must have a living wage that meets the cost of living. The price of everything is so high, you need $20, $25, $30 an hour to keep up with the living standard, or you control the price of everything, bring the price of everything down to the wages of the jobs that exist. But watch this, sisters and brothers. My beautiful brother Jesse Jackson Jr., a year or two ago, wanted to push for a living wage of at least the raising of the minimum wage of at least $10 an hour. But by that time, my brother Jesse had already compromised himself, Jesse Jackson Jr., former congressman of Chicago, by becoming a snitch for the government against Blagojevich. Was he the governor of Illinois? The former governor of Illinois, who had done no more or less than any other governor. Jesse Jackson Jr. agrees to the FBI, the CIA, the government to become a snitch. What was that about? That was a fault in his character. They promised him something. He went for it. So he becomes a snitch to get information on Blagojevich. But little did he, Jesse Jackson Jr., know that the government, the FBI, the CIA, they were tracking his monetary moves and had discerned information that Jesse Jackson Jr. had manipulated funds, misappropriated certain congressman funds, certain governmental funds. They didn't come out with this information immediately. They put it away. FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, put away information on you to use against you later. Also, discrepancies in his relationship with his wife, put it away. But when Jesse Jackson Jr. began to press for the raising of the minimum wage to 10 or more an hour, all of a sudden we learn, oh, Jesse's misappropriating funds. Jesse Jackson Jr. is a snitch against Blagojevich. Jesse Jackson Jr. has been abusing his relationship with his wife. And by the way, Jesse Jackson Jr.'s wife is also misappropriating certain things. And so, if you don't check your passions, because these FBI, CIA, FOP, they test you. They want to know what type of politician will you be. Jesse Jackson Jr. loves the people, wanted to do good by the people. And you didn't see President Obama raise the minimum wage issue while he was running for president this last time when Jesse Jackson Jr. was on the floor of Congress trying to pass a bill to raise the minimum wage. But now that Jesse Jackson Jr. has fallen victim to his fault, and we all have faults, we must guard against our faults. Does not the Muslim pray to Allah to guide us against our faults? Because only Allah can guide us against our faults and protect us from our faults. So now, President Obama and the Democratic Party talking about minimum wage. But maybe the California legislators are more serious, but by 2016, no. We must argue for a living wage now. But I'm trying to talk to us about examining the origins of angels and the origins of demons. You see, we are all spirit energy in human flesh. We are quantum physics, quantum mechanics. We are the atom. We are the Christ. We are the Adam, male and female, in human flesh, the image of the Most High, the image of the creation, the image of each other, having the that which makes up the universe, the elements, earth, air, fire, and water within ourselves, made of the same stuff of the universe, made of the same stuff of the Most High Father and Mother, made of the same stuff of each other. So studying our origins, studying our faults, studying our good, and studying the demon within ourselves, that we may extract that demonic mentality, extract that mentality that comes from the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families who foment warfare, foment bloodshed, foment death, hell, division, destruction. Destruction amongst poor working class people. Cause America to fight Syria and Russia and Iran to fight on the other side with Syria, and cause China to be on the other side, and cause America and Britain and Israel to be on one side. Cause Sunni to fight Shiite. Cause a Christian to fight Muslim. We have to study the beginnings of these things. Study the angels and the demons. Study the angelic influence in the universe. Study the demonic influence in the universe, so that we may guard against the demonic mentality. Let's move to the Quran. Boy, I tell you, I love scripture. Makes you think. When you come at this scientifically, when you come at this politically, then we are able, our brains are able to go into places where we never thought our brains and minds would go. We left off in the Quran, chapter 6, verse 84. And this was our is Allah, the Almighty Father, and Allah, the Almighty Mother. And this was our argument which we gave to Abraham against his people. We exalt in degrees whom we please. You see, scripture kisses and enhances scripture. Quran backing Bible. Bible backing Quran. We have been talking about knowledge and wisdom and understanding that will elevate us by degrees. Your college system administering degrees to men and women. Bachelor degree, PhD, doctorate. I believe PhD is doctorate. And other degrees. All of that comes from Africa. All of that comes from the Most High. The Most High has provided the universe that we may study the universe, so that we may be elevated and exalted in degrees by the Most High, because it pleases the Most High to raise up the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. It pleases the Most High to reach down into the mud, to reach into we who have become victim of our faults. And so we study ourselves and study our faults, and then we use that study in league with study of the universe, and we are raised and exalted above this wicked system of death, hell, and destruction, and we are exalted degree by degree into the mind of the Most High, the mind of the Almighty Father, Amen. The Almighty Mother, Aminet, also called Allah in Islam and Allah in Islam, also called the Great and Grand Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, and the Great and Grand Mother in that same tradition. Now, we're down to the phrase, surely thy Lord is wise and knowing. Wise and knowing. So, we talked about, did we talk about wisdom the last time we were in the Quran? Now, the word Lord is the word Rabil, if I understand Arabic correctly. Rabil al-Amin, the Lord of all the worlds. Sisters and brothers, Islam raised to fight the Roman Empire, to fight Caesar. Caesar was given the titles Lord and Savior, bringer of civilization, son of God, bringer of peace. But we know that Caesar was a killer, a colonizer, a despot, a destroyer. So we take that word Lord and reapply it to the original, meaning the Most High. Rabil is a word that has to do with that entity and power that nurtures you and raises you and me and us by degree to reach our eventual perfection. See how Bible and Quran is, they're kissing one another. They're backing one another, upholding one another, buttressing one another with truth, justice, and righteousness. So we're being elevated by the true Lord, Father, and Mother, the original, the beginning of creation, that hidden and unseen Almighty Father, Amen, and that hidden and unseen Almighty Mother, Aminet, referred to in Islam as Allah, A-L-L-A-H, the Almighty Father, and Allah, the Almighty Mother, spelled I-L-L-A-H. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.